WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
By now, the well-worn story of a punk band goes like this. A bunch of untutored kids pick up instruments, learn three chords, and before you know it, are playing concerts and even recording, fueled only by raw talent and drive. But none of the enduring acts that emerged in the 70s first wave of punk rock were really like that. And one of the most gifted punk pioneers, Joe Strummer of The Clash, was perhaps the least so. Music critic Milo Miles says, you can hear Strummer's rich beginnings in the reissue of his early band, the 101ers.
Let's get a bit of rock!
Back in 1974, Joe Strummer called himself Woody, after Woody Guthrie. He looked to Bo Diddley and Bruce Springsteen for equal inspiration and led a headlong pub rock band called the 101ers. There wasn't anything quite like pub rock in America in the middle 1970s. The U.S. bands that played rockabilly, blues, and boogie tended to make them heavy or arty or pretty. But the UK pub rockers kept the roots plain and forthright, even crude and ferocious. Because Strummer is so associated with The Clash, it's easy to consider the 101ers mere throat clearing. Instead, the recent expanded reissue of their only album, Elgin Avenue Breakdown Revisited, proves you can't fully appreciate The Clash without hearing the 101ers.
When we pull up to the pump, this is fast up.
The obvious point is that Elgin Avenue Breakdown Revisited helps explain where The Clash got the accomplished, diverse music styles that fleshed out London Calling and Sandinista. But more interesting, the 101ers highlight what Joe Strummer gleaned from the Sex Pistols. Not just a more confrontational sound, but the way to write modern songs about tragedies, injustice, and today's headlines. There are some goodies on Elgin Avenue that Clash fans will recognize, however, such as this number, which became The Clash's Jail Guitar Doors. And then there's Surf City, written by Strummer but sung by bassist Dan Kelleher. It foreshadows the romantic role that co-leader Mick Jones would play in The Clash. No question, the 101ers were Strummer's band, and as time goes on, he seems more at the core of every musical operation he was part of, pouring on more fervor and commitment than a dozen ordinary musicians. His first solo project after The Clash has also been reissued, the soundtrack to the Alex Cox movie Walker. It's a pleasant, accomplished set of Spanish and country-tinged instrumentals with a couple modest vocals that sound like warm-ups for Strummer's final band, the Mescaleros. Walker is a minor work, but if you love Joe Strummer, you'll keep it next to Elgin Avenue Breakdown Revisited. I know I will.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. He reviewed the 101ers, Elgin Avenue Breakdown Revisited.